Okay, good morning. Let's begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibur, please. B'nai Sha'olam, Yihiratza Mefanecha, Al Racham V'chanin, Shetizekeni Hayim V'chol Yom, Lishmar Pi U'lishani Milashin Hara Rechilis, V'ezarim L'daber, Afilo Al Ish Yechidi, V'kol Shekein Al Klaiso, O Achelik Mehem, V'kol Shekein L'Yisroim Al Midosav Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, V'ezarim L'daber, Divrei Sheker Chanufa Mecholkes Ka'as Gai V'onaz Tvarim Habaras Panim Leitzanus, V'chol Dibur Asir, V'zekeni Shalo L'daber, Kim Dabar Hatzarich L'inani Gufi V'nafshi, This learning should be as chus for Ali and Neshama. For Tzvi Gershom ben Yoav Hachana Alav Hashalom, the Neshama should have a continuous Aliyah in the merit of our learning and the merit of our Shmir Salashon. Every time we hold back from saying something negative that we wanted to say, should be as chus for his Ali and Neshama. We should be a Meili Tzosher for his whole family. Only Besoros Tovus and Simchas, especially during this very turbulent and confusing time in which we are living, as well as with Alyssa's permission for a Zchus, for a Refu and Besoros Tovus, for Bracha Vigaya, Besorachal Gita, Besoch Sha'ar Chodesa. So here we are, may our learning bring Besoros Tovus to all of Klai Yisrael, and it was just this past expression, Naso Yivarecha Hashem, V'yasem Lecha Shalom, Halavai, we should be Zocha to see the ultimate Shalom for our people, our world, and our land. Here we are in our Shmiras HaLashon class learning, a very important Shmiras HaLashon class learning. It's Parshas Baha'alotcha upcoming, so we cannot not focus on the lessons from the Torah. Every year we read once again Parshas Baha'alotcha. The Torah is not Chas V'Shalom a book that we read once and you put away and you maybe take it out once in a while for reference. We continuously read through the Chamishei Chumshei Torah every single year. We celebrate when we finish and we have a celebration and we begin right over again, which means that every year Hashem wants us to remember, to review, to relearn, and to focus. So in Parshas Baha'alotcha, of course, we have what has become the story that forms one of the famous Sheish Zechiros, which is how important this parak, if you will, is, which is so relevant to our learning. A lot happens in Parshas Baha'alotcha, but I am going to Parak Yod Beis. Parak Yod Beis immediately precedes Chet HaMeraglim, which is very significant. It means that the story, the narrative in Perek Yud Beis has relevance as well to Perek Yud Gimel, which is the story of the Meraglim. Vatidaber Miriam, and if anybody wants to look in a Chumash along with me, you're welcome to open up to Sefer Bamidbar Perek Yud Beis. Vatidaber Miriam v'Aaron b'Moshe. Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe. Rashi says, Vatidaber ein dibur b'chol makom elo lashon kasha. Dibur is a harsh language. When the Torah uses the shoresh, dalid, beis, resh, it means lashon kasha, a harsh language. As Rashi says, as the pasuk says, dibir ha'ish adonai ha'arti tanu kashos. The brothers say to Yaakov Avinu, the man, the master of the land, meaning Yosef, but they don't know it's Yosef, dibir itanu kashos. So that's the proof that dibur is kasha, which means that this lashon hara was lashon kasha. Amira says Rashi is soft language, but here we have a harsh language. So the fact that it says vatidaber doesn't only mean that they spoke, but Rashi proves to us that it means with a harshness, like diber ha'ish adonai arti tanu kashos. We know that there are different modes of speaking. Just because words are coming out of your mouth, it depends if they're harsh words or if they are soft words. Here there was a harsh speech. What did they speak? Well, oh no. Furthermore, Rashi says vatidaber miriam va'arn. Why does it say her name first? Maybe it should put Aaron's name first. He pascha b'dibur techila lafiha chiti mehakasuv. She initiated the speaking. He patcha b'dibur techila. He pascha b'dibur techila. She opened with the speaking first. She initiated this conversation lafiha chiti mehakasuv, and that is why the Torah puts her first. Okay. And how did Miriam know? Says Rashi. I'm telling you, Rashi. I'll tell you that Moshe separated from his wife. So the Tana, Rabbi Nassan, says Miriam was standing by Tzipora, by her sister-in-law's side at the time that it was brought. The news was brought to Moshe in this week's parsha. Also, Eldad and Medad misnabim b'machama. We are told earlier in the parsha that Eldad and Medad were having nevuah in the camp. When Tzipora heard that these two people were having nevuah, she said, "Woe! I the nishosein shall elu. Woe to these wives of Eldad and Medad. If they are now going to be having prophecy, they will separate from their wives the same way that my husband separated from me. Umisham yadam Miriam. And from here, Miriam knew that Moshe separated his wife. And he gidol Aaron. She told Aaron. So this is how Miriam understood. Zipporah told her sister, nah, woe to the wives of Eldar and Medah. They will separate from their wives like my husband separated from me. Miriam heard. She told Aaron. And while she concludes, Uma Miriam. Shalonis Kavna Lignuso. Miriam did not intend to speak negatively. She did not have evil intentions. Kachne Ensha. However, she was punished. Kal v'chomer. How much more so? L'mesapa b'gnuso shechaver. Who someone davka intends to speak negatively about his fellow. So Miriam was not miscaving for Ra. Miriam had the best of intentions and she was punished. So Ra, she says, you should be aware, Rashi's quoting the Medrash, by the way, that one who intends and generally, the speaker of Lashon Hara, of Rechilis and Motzi Shema, does intend bad, do not think you will escape. So that's just on the words, Vatadab and Miriam Va'aron B'Moshe. What did they speak about? Al Odos HaKushis, over the news of the Kushis, Asher Lakach, that he took, Ki Isha Kushis Lakach. So Rashi says, she was very beautiful, okay? That's what it means. She was a Kushis, al odos ha'isha, al odos gerusha, that he separated from her. Perikil base, pasuk base, vayomu. And they said, harak ach b'moshe diber Hashem, did Hashem only speak to Moshe? Halo gam banu diber, he also spoke to us, Hashem, where Miriam was the Neviah. Vatikach Miriam ha-Neviah, achos Aaron ha-Satok b'yada. Aaron, of course, was also a prophet. Aaron and Miriam were both zocha to the deeper of Hashem. So they say, just Hashem didn't only speak to Moshe, Hashem spoke to us too. Vayishma Hashem, Hashem overheard. And Rashi says, harak ach b'moshe, imo levado, Dibar Hashem, it's a question. Did Hashem only speak with Moshe? Hello, Gambanu Dibar Hashem also spoke with us. Velo peirashnu b'derech eretz. Yet we did not part from the way of the world, meaning we maintained our marital relationships, him to Elisheva, and her to... Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Someone text me. Not Nachshon. Her grandson was Chur. Someone help me out and text me, please. Okay. So we did not separate from the way of the world. We did not separate from a normal marital relationship. And why did Moshe have to separate from his wife? So you see here that at the root of Lashon Hara is failing to understand another person's position. Perhaps why Chazal tells, Al tadinis chavercha ad shetagil lemkomo. Do not judge your friend until you reach his place. Why not? Because you will really never reach his place. Even if we learn something such an important Mr. Haskell from here, that even if you think you're equal to another person, okay, your husband's in the same line of work, your children attend the same schools, you daven in the same base classes, etc., 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 it doesn't mean you can really understand the other person ever. As I'll tell you, because it means you will never be in that person's place. So yes, you are all Nevi'im, and it's all very nice, but Moshe was unique. And very unbelievably, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, V'ha'ish Moshe anav me'od min kol ha'adam asher al p'nei ha'adam. Generally, what is somebody's reaction when they are spoken negatively about? We rightly feel entitled to take umbrage, and I feel insulted, and how could you have said that about me? And it is a normal human reaction to feel negativity towards a person who spoke negatively about you. And the Torah's only comment about Moshe is Ha'ish Moshe Anav Me'od Mikol Ha'Adam Asher Al Pnei Adam. The man Moshe was very humble from all men who ever lived upon the face of the earth. And Rashi points out, what does Anav mean? Shafal, lowly, like humble. V'Savlan. Now Savlan is an interesting root word. Samech Beis Lamed. Samech Beis Lamed forms the root word for suffering. I'll take you out from the suffering and the burden of Egypt. And Samech Beis Lamed, of course, also forms the root word for savlanut, or patience, which is required in this situation. Moshe required a great deal of patience. I shouldn't say that, but we're learning. I can't say Moshe required patience, but I mean Rashi calls him a shafal v'savlan. So we understand that. I should say one of Moshe's midos was patience. We see that over and over. I want to unlock the call.
The meeting has been unlocked.
Okay, the meeting is unlocked. Okay, good, I remember. Baruch Hashem. One of the midos that he exhibited so unbelievably over his 40 years of leading the people was an unbelievable amount of patience. It's in this week's parsha, Baal Oscha, that the people already start complaining, and the onions and the cucumbers, and they're crying at the entrance to their tent over the Iskei Arayos, and Moshe requires a tremendous amount of patience, and this is one of his most unbelievable midos. And this was one of his leadership midos. Furthermore, he is a shafal. He is a humble person. And therefore, I want to say that about me, he didn't even get upset. He didn't make machlokas. He didn't talk back. If they have something negative, they don't understand me, he let it go. He forgives. He is mevater. Nevertheless, Hashem is not happy with them, even though Moshe was willing to overlook. Vayomer Hashem pisom. Moshe vel, Aaron vel, Miriam. Hashem said, suddenly, with great suddenness. Rashi says, Nigla aleim pitom. He appeared to them with suddenness. Vehem tmei in bederech eretz. And Aaron and Miriam were impure through marital relations. Vahayutso akim mayim mayim. They started screaming. Hashem appeared to them suddenly, and they were impure for marital relations, and they started calling out, we need water to purify ourselves. Why did Hashem do this? Lahodiyam, he put them in such a situation to make it known. Sheyafa asa Moshe. Moshe acted appropriately when he separated from his wife. Sheperesh min ha'isha. Me'achar sheniglesa lav shechina tadir. Why did Moshe act appropriately? Because Hashem could appear to him at any time, tadir, regularly. Tadir v'sheina tadir, tadir adif. Tadir means when something's regular. So Hashem would just appear to Moshe without making an appointment, without booking the calendar, without saying exactly when I'm coming to you. Like Rashi concludes, Ein eis kavua ledibor. There was no fixed time for Hashem to speak to Moshe. Hashem could appear at any time. So he was showing Miriam and Aaron, what are you thinking? Speaking about my servant Moshe, I could appear at any time. You think I spoke to you and it's the same as I spoke to them, as I spoke to him? I'm sorry, no, it's not the same at all. You can't compare it. I appear to him at any time, and therefore he can't be tamei from relations with his wife. Okay, so they don't know where, they're not aware of that. Hashem appears and they are very startled. Oh, Kalev Ben Yefuna. Thank you very much. I actually looked it up since nobody was helping me out, but of course she was married to Kalev Ben Yefuna, which is next week's parsha because of the spies. Baruch Hashem, let's go. Okay, thank God for Chabad.org. Here we go. Ready? Okay, I hope you're smiling. I'm smiling. Okay, Hashem appears to them, and they go out. Tzu'u Shloshtachem, three of you come out. El Ohel Moed to tent meeting. Vayetzu Shloshtam, and the three of them go out. Vayir Hashem ba'amud anan. Targum Unklus says v'iskili Hashem ba'amuda da ana. Hashem appeared. He revealed himself. Targum Unklus never assigns anthropomorphic qualities to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It can't mean Hashem went down. Hashem doesn't go down. Hashem revealed his presence in a cloud. Vayama pesach ol hamoed before the tent of meeting. Vayikra Arno Miriam vayetzu shtem. So first he calls out all three of them, and then he only calls out Aaron and Miriam, and the two of them go out. So what happened? I thought you want all three to go out. Now you only want two to go out. So Rashi says, Vayetu Shneim, Umupnei Ma Mashchan Vifishan. Why did Hashem draw away and separate Miriam and Aaron from Moshe? Lafisha Omrima, she says, Miksa Shvacho Shel Adam Befanav. Another lesson in speech, very interestingly. You should only say a little bit of a person's praise in front of them. The Kulo Shelo Befanav. But you shouldn't say an entire praise of a person in front of them. Remember, Moshe was one of the most humble people, so we can't imagine that hearing his praise would even have affected him negatively. But nevertheless, Hashem wants to teach us Derech Haaretz. Hashem is the Malamei Torah L'Ama Yisrael. He teaches us Derech Haaretz. Shouldn't overly praise a person because it can harm their anivus, even vis-a-vis Moshe. You would think that Moshe could hear all of his praise. Didn't we say he's the most out of me called Mashal Pnei Adama? However, nevertheless, the way is you should emulate Hashem. You should praise a little bit, but not totally. The Kematzinu b'Noach, like it says about Noach, he was an ish tzaddik tamim. When not in his presence, the Torah narrates and said he was a man, he was a righteous, he was perfectly pure. But in front of him, he says, you are a tzaddik lefanai. So we learn that a person has to be careful with their words. I don't believe that this means to children, and I don't think that it means to a spouse. I don't know halachically how exactly you apply this, but we have to understand that too much praise can also destroy a person, just like too much negativity, too much praise also. A person has to be careful. We have to balance out our own Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam on the one hand and Anochi Afer Ve'efer on the other. And furthermore, says Rashi, another Mishnah Haskel. Why did Hashem draw Miriam and Aaron aside? Another lesson in speech. So there are many lessons in speech and many lessons in speech embedded into this Torah recording or Torah narrative of what happened in the desert. Why did Hashem draw them away? Shalo Yishma bin Zifaso shall Aaron. Moshe should not hear Aaron's reprimand, which is very, very big, Moshe Haskel, as well. I think it's very, very powerful lesson, especially to parents. Hashem is a parent. And here you have two siblings, and one of them just got in trouble. Who got in trouble? Aaron and Miriam get in trouble. And Rashi says, why did Hashem draw them away? Rashi is quoting the Sifrei. Why did Hashem draw them away? So Moshe should not hear Aaron is being reprimanded. Aaron just got into trouble. And I think it's a beautiful Mr. Haskell for parents. Once again, this is the power of speech. Because we said in this Trila Al Hadibur, we should not speak. Sheker Chanufa, Machlokas, Ka'as, Gaiva, Ona'as Dvarim. Sometimes, of course, not sometimes, always a parent has a mitzvah to be Mechanech their children. But we have to be very, very careful to spare that child shame before a sibling. And it's I'm talking to myself as well. No matter the age of the children, a parent has to be very careful. Beautiful Mishnah Haskel into Shmir Salashon. Who do we learn it from? The Ribbono Shel Olam, the Malamei Torah La'am Yisrael. He took them away from Moshe because Moshe should not see bin Zifaso Shel Aaron, that Aaron is being reprimanded and embarrassed. What did Hashem say? Shimunu Advarai, listen up. Im Yenvi Echem Hashem Bimara Elav. If there is a prophet amongst you, I appear to him, says Hashem, in some sort of vision, in some sort of dream, I speak to him. So in other words, it's not mouth to mouth. Shimun advarai, another Moshe Haskel speech. This passage is so replete with so many lessons in interaction with others that Hashem teaches us. Hashem says, I'm sorry. Hashem says, Shimun na devarai. Interesting. What's na? Please listen. Now remember, he's about to reprimand Aaron and Miriam. He's not so happy with their behavior. Nevertheless, he uses the word na. He doesn't say shimu dvarai, which the Torah could have just said. Na. And Rashi specifically says na. Ein na ela lashon bakasha. Na expresses a request. Hashem is saying please. And it's a very beautiful lesson that we actually, the Art Scroll footnote, which I didn't even see this before I prepared Shir, so it's nice when you have a machshava and you find it grounded in sources, because then you know it's correct. When it's just your machshava, you're not sure if it's correct. When you find it grounded in Torah sources, it's correct. So as I'm speaking, I see that the Art Scroll footnote says, quoting the Minchas Yehuda and the Sifsei Chachamim, Hashem was angry at Aaron and Miriam. He nonetheless spoke to him with polite language. This should serve as a lesson for man. So that's what I was trying to say, but now we have the backing here of Minchas Yehuda and the Sifsei Chachamim teach us that a person should be very, very careful. The Torah is coming to say, no, that even when you're upset at the child, and even when you need to give a reprimand, and even if your friend did somehow insult you, it should be how? Lashon bakasha. You have to know how to speak, even from the moment of our anger. Who do we learn that from? The Malamei Torah, Lamei Shal. So what have we learned so far? The one who opened with the speech, she was the one who was responsible. The next thing we learned, Al Tadin Es Chavercha Ad Shetagiyalim Koma. You will never be in his makom, so you should never judge. Just because you're prophets and just because he's a prophet, it does not mean that you have the right to judge if all the situations look similar in your lives. Why? Because you're never really going to be exactly in that other person's position. What else do we learn? What of Moshe's midos, which made him an Anav, is the midah of Savlanus. Not only was he humble, he had a tremendous degree of patience to bear burdens. Saval is to bear burdens, Savlanus is patience, and therefore he let it go, he forgave. If anyone could actually strive to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Rambam says, or when shall he strive to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam. So, one midah that we should learn from Moshe is how to hold our tongue. Just the other day, a couple of my kids were having a machlokes, if you will. And I said to one of them, Tola Eretz Al Belima, The pasuk says the world is upheld on nothingness, and the Gemara says the world is upheld on Misha Bolem Espiv Bishas Meriva. The world is upheld by he who can hold back his mouth in the time of an argument. So Moshe understood that to hold up the world here, he did not need to reply, he did not need to say anything. So those are a few points. We're continuing with what we learned. The next thing we learned is why only two of them went out. Why did Hashem separate them from Moshe? Because you shouldn't say all of the shavach of a person in front of him. It can stoke the flames of the Yetzer Hara. Even in a person of Moshe's stature, even in a person of Noach's stature, you should say miksa shivcho b'fanav lo kula b'fanav. Furthermore, what else do we just learn? Shimuna, that when rebuke is necessary, it should still be done in a pleasant fashion. Oh, one more thing I didn't say. Very strong, Mr. Haskell. Do not rebuke a sibling in front of, or a friend in front of a friend, or a sibling in front of a sibling. Sometimes rebuke is necessary by the other children in the family. Do not need to see that person's shame. Because so even when your words of rebuke are necessary, be careful in the fashion and in the presence of whom you say those words. So Hashem says, you think I appear to you like Moshe? No. Other Nevi'im, I appear in an image, in a dream. Lo kein avdi Moshe, b'chol beisi namanu. Not so my servant Moshe, in all of my house. He is the most faithful. Pa el pa, el daber bo, I speak to him mouth to mouth. Rashi says, Hashem said here, I told him directly to separate from his wife. You think he did it on his own? He was following the divine command. Moshe does not do anything on his own. I told him after Matan Torah, I'm just paraphrasing Rashi, to separate from his wife. I appeared to him clearly, not in riddles. He gazes, so to speak. Utmunas Hashem yabit, he gazes, so to speak, at the image of Hashem. Umadu lo yireisim, how could you not have been afraid? By Yiru Bashem, Moshe Avdo, by Kriyas Yamsuf, how could you not have been afraid to speak Ba'avdi B'Moshe? So Rashi points out, here we come to another Moser Haskel, I think, from this Rashi, Be'avdi B'Moshe. Hashem says, how could you not have been afraid to speak about my servant, about Moshe? Why doesn't it just say, why were you not afraid to speak about my servant Moshe? It's as if these two categories are separate. Be'avdi B'Moshe. So Rashi says, Rashi points out, it doesn't say my servant Moshe, it says about my servant, about Moshe, as if it's two different categories. That's exactly correct. Rashi says, even if he wasn't Moshe, if he was just my servant, you should have been afraid to speak about him. And if he was not my servant, but he was just as holy as Moshe, you should have been afraid to speak about him. How much more so if he was my servant and he was Moshe? But what's the Moser Haskel we can derive from here? We have to see every Jew as an Eved Hashem. Be'avdi, Rashi says, even if he was only my servant, he's my Eved, but he was not Moshe, you should have been afraid to speak about him. So what's the Moser Haskel? Every Jew is an Eved Hashem. So if I recognize that every Jew is an Eved Hashem based on this Pasuk and this Rashi, then how could I speak about another Jew? As Rashi says that clearly. Rashi says, Be'avdi, about my servant, Afa Pisha Eino Moshe. Even if he wasn't as great as Moshe, you shouldn't have spoken about him. Be Moshe, Afilu Eino Avdi, even if he's great as Moshe, but not my servant. Kidei Hayisem Liro Miparav, you should have had reverence before him just for the fact that he was my servant. Kol Shekein, says Rashi, Shehu Avdi Ve'Eved Melech Melech. Listen to this. The more so, says Rashi, that he is my servant. The Eved Melech Melech, and the servant of the king is the king. The servant of the king represents the king. So it wasn't only that Moshe was a servant of Hashem. When we learn this passage once again, Be'avdi, every Jew is an Eved Hashem. And if every Jew is an Eved of Hashem, and every Eved of the king represents the king, then says Rashi, you should say to yourself, Ein HaMelech Ohavu Chinam, the king does not love his servant for no reason. The king recognizes his stellar qualities. So if the Ribon Shalom chose that person as a servant, not only am I a servant of Hashem, that person's also a servant of Hashem. If he chose that person as a servant, then he recognizes his stellar qualities. We have to look at every Jew as an Eved, even if he's not a Moshe. What gives me the right to speak about another servant of Hashem? Hashem's wrath flared against them, and he went another Moser Haskel. This passage has so many lessons in Bein Adam L'Chaveru, from the Malame Torah L'Amesor, that teaches us unbelievable interactions. Every Rashi has a hidden message. Hashem's wrath flared against them, and he left. After he informed them of their foulness, of their bad ways, of why they are in trouble, Gazar lev nidu, he put banishment upon them. Kal v'chomer l'basar v'dam, says Rashi, a much more so to a person of flesh and blood, shelo yichos al chaveiro, ad sheyodi enu sirchono. He should not display anger towards his fellow man until he shall inform him of his foulness. So this is very practical. Sometimes, listen, we're not on the same degree of Moshe, and Hashem understands that, we're not on the same level of Moshe. Sometimes we feel anger towards another person, sometimes we feel insult. What does Hashem teach us here? He validates that feeling, because he displays anger. Hashem doesn't need to do anything. Hashem isn't really angry. Hashem has midos to teach us. Rav Soloveitchik says he's the absolute lamitar of Yisrael. Everything he does is to teach us mahu af ata, principles in sota yudalat af and Shabbos kufla med gimel amed beis. Two times the Gemara that I know, could be more, I don't know. Two times the Gemara tells us we have to go in the ways of Hashem. What Hashem does is to teach us. So what does he teach us here? If you feel difficulty with your friend, or with another person, or with your spouse, chas v'shalom, or with a child, or with a sibling, or with a cousin, and you feel that they've done something offensive or incorrect, like Hashem fell vis-a-vis Arnam Moshe, l'havdil of alfei habdos, Hashem teaches us you should speak to them. However, ain't not ala l'shem b'kasha. You don't have to go out with your dukes, you know, put up your dukes and your guns blazing. What should you do? You should go out with kind words. Shimu na devarai. You're entitled to say, but you should say it in a positive, in a kind, in a pleasant way. There's a way to air your grievance. We all learn this from Hashem. This whole passage, unbelievable. How many lessons in Shmiras HaLashon and in Koach HaDibur, and this passage. And Vayichav Hashem Bam Vayelech. Hashem was angry. But do not become angry at your friend and tell them, and not tell them. If you feel a person did something wrong to you, you should tell them before you're angry. And it's just really unbelievable to me personally, because someone in my family is going through this matzav right now. There's clearly a person who is not treating them fairly, ignoring them. This person in my family really did not do anything. And it's actually very painful to me that this person is being ignored, and clearly the other person is angry at them without even a dialogue. And I'm not going to give details because I don't want to speak Lashon Hara. But I will tell you that it's clear from the facts that nothing negative was done. This person took it the wrong way. That's really very painful and very applicable. Rashi's wisdom and the wisdom of the Torah, which obviously precedes Rashi's wisdom, and in Rashi's wisdom, we often quote the Midrashim, etc., is so far reaching that if you're upset at a person, you need to tell them why. Let them know. Air your grievance with pleasant speech. And then the cloud was removed from above the Ohamoid. Miriam has Tzara'as. She has Tzara'as. So Mitzora is like a dead person. We've already been through Tazria Mitzora. Tzara'as is the cause. I'm sorry, Lashon Hara is one of the causes of Tzara'as. And Aaron is a Kohen, and he is no Geir B'davar. There was no one who could treat her. Aaron asked Moshe to daven. Moshe davens, the Gemara says, the shortest tefillah. The Gemara says, no one daven longer than Moshe. V'eschanan al Hashem, 515 times. No one daven shorter than Moshe. Five words. Kal na, refa na la. She is quarantined for 7 days, if you will. Hashem said it should really be 14, but we reduce it to 7. And the people waited for her. This is actually one of the Sheish Zechiros. So this is no small matter in the Torah text. It is one of the Sheish Zechiros to remember always what Hashem did to Miriam on the way. So I'm going to re-quote the words of the Ramban that we previously learned a couple of years ago. I'm not going to quote the whole thing inside. If you recall, we did it the whole thing inside a few years ago, but just some relevant pieces, and then I'm going to move on to a piece by Rav Soloveitchik. And Sefer Devarim and Parshas Ki Tetzeh, and in Perachot Dalad, chapter 24 of Devarim, Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk gives us Befeirush, Zachar Eis Asher Asa Hashem Elokecha, LeMiriam. Unbelievable. Remember what Hashem, your God, did to Miriam, Baderach, on the way, but Seisham Mitzrayim, when you were coming out of Egypt. Okay? Now, the Pasuk, one second please, Right before that, Chof Dalet Ches is Hishamar Benega HaTzaras. Be very careful, on guard from the plague of Tzaras. Lishmar Ma'od. Be very careful to do all like the Kohen and the Levim teach you should do. But the pasuk before Zachar Sashar Asher Hasa Hashem Akech Miriam tells you have to be careful Knega Tzaras. And then we are told immediately after, remember what Hashem did to Miriam. And Rashi says, Zerz Devarim Chof Dalet Pasuk Tes. Rashi says, in Basli, he's a hair shalot tilaka b'tzaras. What's the connection between Yishamar minega tzaras and Zachar Sashar saw Hashem Elokecha Miriam? What's the connection between guard yourself from tzaras and remember Miriam, the juxtaposition of these two psukim? So Rashi says, in Basli, he's a hair, if you have come to be careful, shalot tilaka b'tzaras, so you should not be stricken with tzaras, al tishach berlashanar. Rashi says, it's simple. If you remember, like my brother told me, he once said to Rabbi David Marcus, grandson of Avraham Soloveitchik Zatzal, David Marcus's brother, just for references, Rav Shmuel Marcus from Landers College and a very chashuv Rav, Talmid Chacham in Queens. So my brother once said to Rav David Marcus, who is Avraham Soloveitchik's grandson, he said, what should I do, Balash and Harris? Rav David Marcus said, what do you mean, what should you do? You shouldn't speak it. Now Rashi says that here. What's the problem? In Basili, Zer Shalot Tilaka B'tzaras, Al Tisap Balash and Harris. A very easy idea. Eitza for you, says Rashi. You got to be careful not to be stricken with Negat Tzaras. So don't talk Balash and Harris. So what should he do? Therefore, Zachar ha'asui l'Miriam. Remember, in order so you won't speak Lashon Hara, remember what was done to Miriam. Shadibra ba'achia, she spoke against her brother, v'laksa b'negayim, and she herself was stricken with negat tzaras. So if what's the juxtaposition of these two psukim? Maybe you don't want to be stricken with tzaras, so don't talk Lashon Hara, and remember what Hashem did to Miriam. So the Ramban says, lefida ati, first Ramban quotes Rashi, I just quoted Rashi from you inside Rashi. The Ramban says, lefida ati, Shehi mitzvas ase mamish. Is this Zachor es asher asar Hashem makech Miriam? Is this an advice? Is it a nice etza? Or is it mamish a mitzvah? According to the Ramban, lafi da'ati, there's different ways of counting the 613 mitzvos. He mitzvah ase mamish. It's literally a mitzvah ase mamash. Kimmel, just like Zachar, Sema Shabbos Akacho, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. No one would say that Zachar, Sema Shabbos Akacho is a good piece of advice from the Aseres Adibros in Parshas Yisro. Nobody would say that's just a piece of advice. Of course, that's a mitzvah's assay. Just like, says the Ramban, Zachar, Esayam Azer Shayetzatzam in Mitzrayim, Parshas Bo, remember the day that you left Egypt. Just like Zachar, Sashar, Salacha, Amalek at the end of Parshas Kitetze, just like these are all kulam mitzvos, they are all positive commandments, not just a good Eitzah. Even Cain, Gamzek, Kamosam, the Ramban says, this has the status of Zachor Yom HaShabbos HaKachol, Zachor Yom HaZeh Asher Yitzas Mitzrayim every single day, and Brachos Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema. We remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a positive mitzvah. Even recitation of Az Yashir and our Psukei Dezimra is really Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim, because Kriya Yamsuf was Shvi Shab Pesach. So Zachor Yom HaShabbos HaKachol is a mamish mitzvah asher. Remembering that you left Egypt is a mamish mitzvah asay. Zachar Sashar Salach al-Malik is mamish a mitzvah asay. We gather once a year, and we publicly read about a Malik. Kula mitzvahs. Im came Gamzal Kamosam. This too has the status of those. And it's interesting because I don't think that we tend to think of this Zachar Es Asher Asah Hashem Elokecha Miriam in the same category as those other Zachars. But the Ramban said that they are. What is this mitzvah? It's a warning. It's an azhara. Be on guard from not speaking lashon hara. Yitzava b'mitzvas ase. It's mamish a mitzvas ase. Shenizkar, we should remember. Ha'onesh ha'gadol. Not only should you remember what she did, you should remember the great punishment. Sha'asa Hashem, that Hashem did, la neviyah hatzadekas. She was a neviyah. So when her and Aaron say, what about us? We're also neviyim. So the Ramban says, Taka, it's true, she was a neviyah. She was a tzadekas. But remember what Hashem did to her. He became angry. He rebuked them. The cloud lifted, and Miriam had tzaras. Shelo dibra ela ba'achia gemul chasta. Listen to these words. Shelo dibra, that she only spoke, ela ba'achia. Miriam loved her brother, about her brother. Gimul Chasta, the one she did so much Gemilas Chesed to. Let's not forget, Atitzatzev Achoso Meirachok Lada Ma Yaselo. In the beginning of Perek Beis and Parashas Shmos, when Moshe is born, who stands? Who's Moser Nefesh? In the bulrushes, by the Nile River. Who does Gemilas Chesed with him? She does. Asher Ehavtu Kenafsha. Surely she loved Moshe like she loved herself. She didn't speak with a negative intent, like we, not you maybe, like I may, chas v'shal, speak negatively about somebody else. She was a neviah, she was a tzadekes, she spoke about achiha, she did gemilas chesed to him, she loved him like her soul. Below dibra b'fanav she'evosh, furthermore, she did not say in front of him that he should be embarrassed. She didn't disparage him, she wasn't ma'abim p'nei chaver b'rabim. That's the next words of the Ramban, sorry. Lo dibra b'fanav she'evosh v'lo b'fnei rabim. She didn't say it in front of him so he should be embarrassed. She didn't say it publicly. It wasn't a WhatsApp. You know, it's interesting because, I don't know, I can't even keep track of the class chats because my boys have switched classes a number of times. So I'm still in a few different class chats. But on one of the class chats, 2 weeks ago, and Alyssa, I thought of this class. Because we've discussed this, Rabbeim and teachers and WhatsApps, I'm sure you recall that we've discussed this. And one of the parents wrote, is anybody having a problem with Mr. Frank? My kids don't know how to teach a name, Mr. Frank. And it was actually Rabbi, I shouldn't have said Mr. Is anyone having a problem with Rabbi Frank? Baruch Hashem, nobody replied. I don't know if anyone PM'd her. She took care of it privately. I have no idea. But this was on a very large class chat. You could say there's probably close to 30 people on this chat. Could you imagine what the conversation could have chas v'shalom turned into? That is a terrifying thought. We've spoken about that in this class before, the dangers of that. I couldn't believe it. And you see that everything we learn here is the emes of the Torah. And we see it come to fruition. Certainly I see it in my life, and I'm sure you see it in your life. She loved him. It was her brother. She did gemilas chesed. She was moser nefesh. She was a neviah at tzadikis. She did not speak in front of him to embarrass him. She didn't speak on a WhatsApp chat. We didn't post it on Facebook. It wasn't birabim. Rak beino levein achia hakadosh b'tzina. My gosh, who did she speak to? Her other brother, who was the holy one, who was saintly. B'chol maaseh tovim lo ho ilo, lo ho iluha. And nevertheless, I'm pausing because when I think of myself going up to the Olam HaEmes to Din after 120, it's a very scary thought. And all of her good deeds, lo ho iluha, did not help her. Doesn't matter. It's very nice. You could be a Neviah, you could be a Tzadikus, you could speak about your brother, you could have done Gemilas Chesedim, you could love him like your soul, you could not embarrass him, this and that and that, but there's a way to do things. And perhaps it's very, very harsh. Torah here is very harsh, and it's hard to understand. Miriam was a Neviah, and she was a Tzadikus, and she led the woman. I mean, Mamish, where would we be without Miriam, who led the woman in the song and the tambourines? Where would we be without Miriam, who was Moshe Nefesh by Bas Paro, by the side of the river? However, the Torah perhaps highlights this to such a degree to teach us, we're not Neviyos, I am not a Tzadik, my intentions are not always l'shem shemayim. I do not always love like Meshua, the other person that I spoke to speak to. I too often embarrass somebody. Too often it is birabim. So what should I say? Gam ato. Ha. So to you, says the Ramban, meaning us, meaning me. Im teishev ba'achicha tedaber. If you sit and speak against your brother, b'ven imecha titein dofi. If you slander. Oh, we had the word dofi last time. I said I don't know what it means. Slander. But then imecha titein dofi, if anyone remembers, if you slander your mother's son, who's my mother's son? Who's my father's son? Every other Jew. Lo tinatzel. Ramban ends with a word of caution to me. To everyone who's learning these halig words of the Ramban. Don't think you're going to get off so easy. Look at Miriam. And look what Hashem did to her to highlight so strongly. It's a zachor, says the Rambam. This is not an etzah. This has the status of remember Sabbath, remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, remember Amalek. It is a mitzvah's aseh. Do not think if you sit and speak about your brother, the son of your mother, who's the son of my mother and the son of my father, every other Jew. Lo timatzel, b'feirush, you will not be saved. I'm not reading the Rambam. Last time when we did this, we went through the whole thing inside. I gave you handouts. I don't know if anyone remembers. I'm skipping to the end. It's longer than we're doing. Umikan nirasha vaseinu zal yasu osot mitzvah. And from here it is evident, it appears that our rabbis, may their memories be for a blessing, made this into a commandment. This is not an etzah. This should be counted as one of the 613, says the Ramban. Lo sipor, he says it here befeish, lo sipor, it's not stama story. When you read Parshas, when you learn Parshas Baalos Chodesh Shabbos, you're not reading a story. It's not a sipur that you should put on the shelf and say, very nice, I read the story, close the book, I will never see you again. Return it to the library. It's not a sipur. A sipur, you could read once, and put it away. The eitzah, lo eitzah, it's not advice, bilvad, it's not only a story, it's not only advice, linatza minagaim, it's not only a story and advice of how to be saved from tzaras. No, it's a mitzvah. Ve'ech yitachin. And how is it possible? How could you even think? Shalashan hara, slanderous speech. Shehu shakel kishvichus damim. That's why she was struck with tzaras. A tzaras is nechshav kames. A metzora is nechshav kames. She was stricken basically mida keneged mida. With lashon hara, you kill. The Ramban says this here b'feirush. It's a quote from Maseches Erechin, Tesvav, which we're going through, which we took a break from Maseches Erechin because of this week's parashas Baalos and these lessons. Eichi tachin shelashon hara shu shakol kishvichus damim. I'm screaming at myself. I'm not screaming at you. I'm talking to Micha Oretz. Lo tiyeva b'Torah, lo tase gomar. How could anyone think not to count this as a mitzvah in the Torah? How is it possible that lashon hara is equal to murder? The Torah says lo tirtzach b'feirush. We just had Shavuos, Yisroel. The Torah tells me not to kill. Is it plausible for anyone to think that lashon hara would not be a mitzvah mamash? Lo tase gomar, something equal to murder? Olav, okay. How could it be? But in this kasuv, in this story, the story of Miriam, azhara gedola bo, there is a great warning here. Lihimana mimenu. Be very, very careful. Zachor es asher asa Hashem elkechem. We're not trying to embarrass Miriam. We're not trying to say she wasn't a tzadekes. As great as she was a human being. Hirsch speaks about this, Rav Hertner Zatzal speaks about this. Our greatest leaders were human beings, because if we look at them as malachim, they will say, I can never be a malach. So I'm not even going to try. But if I understand that they were light, light years away from me, like me to the sun, but nevertheless, they did live in this planet. And the Torah wants us to remember that. Hashem wants us to remember that. If Chas V'Shalom Miriam could do this, what does it say about Michal Horowitz? Oy lanu ki chatanu. How is it possible that a mitzvah that is shakul kishvichas damim would not be in the Torah? There is a great warning here. Refrain. Lihimana mimenu. Bein bagalui, bein besesar. Look at this. Whether it's in public, on the WhatsApp chat, is anyone else having a problem with Rabbi Frank? Oive, you know what could have happened. Baruch Hashem, Mika Amcha Yisrael. Not one person replied, at least on that chat. Bein besesar, but you can't do it secretly either. You can't whisper to your family. Miriam and I are in a private conversation. The Torah doesn't make it private to teach us. Bein b'miskavein lahazik. Ulahavzos, whether you have intention to do harm and cause shame. Bein she'eino miskavin lahazik ulahavzos klal. And even if you do not have intention to cause shame or embarrassment at all, nevertheless, don't do it. Not in public, not in private, not if you intend to harm and embarrass, not if you don't intend to harm and embarrass. Refrain from speech. How could it be that lashon hara, which is equal to murder, which is why she was stricken with tzaras, because on the mitzvah is nechshav kamesh, she was punished mida keneged mida. You caused misa with your words. You will be b'misa, so to speak. Interesting that she was quarantined for 7 days. It's a time period of shiva. It illustrates to us that it really is like a murder. Forget Miriam for a minute. What about me? Vizu achas mikal hatargil mitzvos. This is absolutely, says the Ramban, has to be counted as one of the 613 mitzvos. Ushechacha baal halachas gedolos v'chol hamonim mitzvos acharav. And the baal halachas gedolos and all those who counted the mitzvos after him forgot to count this as one. And the Ramban is very upset about that. Not Micha, let's go look it up. It's a Ramban. You could all go look it up. To devarim chaf dalad pasuk tes. You could see the parts that I skipped. I'm not making any of this up. I'm reading the chumashes in front of me. Who was the Baal Halachos Gedolos? He was an early halachic compendium, I'm quoting from a footnote, from the Gaonic era. It contains the earliest known list of the 613 commandments. But the Ramban takes big umbrage with the Baal Halachos Gedolos. He says, how could you not count? This this is not a Sipur story of the Tadaber, Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe, Odor Sakushi. It's not a Sipur. It's not an Eitzah. It's an important teaching that leads to a mitzvah to remember always what Hashem did, so that we refrain from Lashon Hara. I wanted to quote more from the Rav, but I don't have time. I just want to quote there for one paragraph from Rav Soloveitchik. What was the underlying sin of Miriam and Aaron? Why did they really speak badly about Moshe? They knew Moshe was the greatest, says Rav Soloveitchik. They knew he was the most outstanding. They knew he was the teacher of all prophets. Please give me a couple minutes. I have another shir shortly. Also, I know I don't mean to keep you longer, but I just wanted to tie up the whole shir. And by quoting a piece from the Rav, and I'm going to bring another Mr. Haskell. They knew Moshe was the greatest, most outstanding, the teacher of all prophets. But what didn't they grasp? They knew he was greater than them. They knew he was Rabbeinu. They knew he was the leader. V'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. Aaron was happy that Moshe was leader. They did not grasp Moshe's singularity. They didn't grasp his singleness, his otherness, his uniqueness. Lo'kein avdi Moshe. Not only he is supreme, not only he is great, he's different. There's no comparison. So your experience, Aaron and Moshe, Aaron and Miriam, as prophets, is not characteristics of Moshe's. Whatever rule you apply to yourself, you can't apply to him. It's a whole different dibur. You can't say, hello, gam banu diber Hashem. It's a whole different dialogue. Moshe receiving the word of God was different than you receiving the word of God. What was the chait? Lo kein avdi Moshe. They didn't appreciate that he was singular, unparalleled, unmatched. Last paragraph. We can now understand. That's exactly what Miriam failed to understand. Aaron and Miriam, if you don't remember the whole piece of the Rav, listen to one line. They did not realize the significance of the segula element in Moshe. They did not know Moshe merited special attention. He deserved to be treated separately. There was segula. This is why, he says, one of the animamins is, animamim be'amun shalema, shenevuas Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom haisa amitis. Vishu ahaya av leneviim lekol mim lefanav ulubayim acharav. One of the animamins is to remember that Moshe is unique. Moshe is singular. Moshe is singleness. Has singleness. Otherness. Moshe has segula. That other prophets don't have. If you fail to recognize the segula, it's going to lead, says the Rav, to the meraglim, failing to recognize the segula quality of Eretz Yisrael. That's why the first Rashi, the next week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach, Perek Yud Gimel, tells us why does the story of the meraglim follow the story of Miriam. Ramashi tells us, Lafisha laksa al iske diba, shadibra ba'achia, rishayim halalu ra'u v'lodachu musar. She was stricken for speaking Lashon Hara. These rishayim saw, and they didn't take musar. They didn't learn. We have to learn. If the meraglim, who are kulam anashim, they were kesherim, didn't learn. So what should we say? Learn, remember, review. Every day, zachor, 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 shem lekech lemiriam. Save yourself. Don't post on WhatsApp. Is anyone having problems with Rabbi Frank? Don't become angry at your friend and not tell them why. Don't rebuke a sibling in front of another sibling. Speak now, even if you have a rebuke. Do it with kind words. Realize that even if your intentions are l'shem shamayim, lashon hara is lashon hara. Don't say all of the praise of a person in front of him. If even Moshe is susceptible to the dangers of that, how much more so? Lowly me. In Tafshin Pei with the Yeridus Hadoros, we have learned so many practical lessons about this mitzvah and this ma'isa. It's not a sipur, says Ramban. It's not an eitzah. It's a mitzvah. But what was the root of the sin, says the Rav? They didn't recognize the segula element, which led the spies to not recognize the segula element. Atem bechisim bechia shachinam eni koveh lechem bechila doros. In a sense, you could say that Miriam's sin of speaking Lashon Hara, of initiating Lashon Hara, which led to the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim, which led to the rejection of Eretz Yisrael, which led to the crying on Tisha B'Av, leads to our crying on all Tisha B'Av sins. If the first Galos, Yosef and his brothers, Diber Adonai Ha'aretz Itanu Kashos, oh, I just thought of something, I don't have to hang up. Oh my gosh, maybe that's why Rashi, I was thinking about it. Why does Rashi specifically quote a passage from Yosef and the brothers? Holy moly. Baruch Pokeach Ivrim. I just thought of something. I was wondering to myself why Rashi specifically quotes in the first pasuk, I didn't have an answer till the second, a maisa from Yosef and the brothers. Tibir ha'ish Adonai Artsi Tanu Kashos. That's mamash the first Rashi. Go look it up. Maybe because Rashi wants to teach us a connection between Miriam Slash and her and Yosef and his brothers. Yosef and his brothers, the gods began, Vayave Yosef is the basim ra'a el avim. It began because of Lashon Hara. Chayda Meragam was a rejection of Eretz Yisrael. They cried on Tisha B'Av. Shem said, you cried for no reason. Rachman Ansan Nikovei Lecham B'chil Adoros. And in a sense, it was Miriam's sin of Lashon Hara that led to the rejection of Eretz Yisrael, that led to Churban Beis HaMikdash, that led to the galos we're still in. May we learn very well the lessons of Zachor, as Asher saw Hashem El Kechel and Miriam. She was a tzaddikas, her brother was a tzaddik tzanua. They were miskaven l'shem shemayim. Look what happened. If we don't recognize the segula quality in our fellow Jews, we will inevitably come to speak slander. And look where it will lead us. Only through positive words may we be zelcha to see an end to this terrible galus. By turning our words from negative to positive, Shir should be a schus for a continuous aliyah neshama. Tzvi Gershon ben Yoel v'chana, Allah v'shom, Asher b'suras tovas. I thank you and I'm sorry I went over. Have a wonderful day, everybody.